Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
30047.
Your name?
Wanda Roth, R-O-T-H.
R-O-T-H. Could there be a different zip code or even a different name, perhaps?
Well, the reason I'm calling is because I have charges on my card from your company that I don't even know what your company is, other than what I saw on my bank statement. Well, on
how
my
much
account,
was the charge?
There was a $9.99 and a $3.99. They were done yesterday, both on the same day.
Okay. Do you happen to have the first six and last four of the card being charged? I could pull the charge from the system directly.
Let's see. Hold on a second. Let me pull it out. The first six, you said, and then the last four?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 4000 2222.
All right, last four.
And the last four is 4650.
Excellent. Let's see what we got. There we go. Would you confirm the address for me?
3828 Lee Ridge Way, South.
What about
West.
A P.O. box?
Oh, wait. You know what? I had to call the bank, which I've already had to put a fraud claim in on it because they're saying it's fraud. But it was.
You have a P.O. box?
Just got changed to 30078 is the zip, and the P.O. box is 1092.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I show that this is the dash cam with the warranty and the SD card. It's with the gadget membership, the free gifts.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, but I've also got a charge for that for seven. They didn't charge for the. They charged the two charges, which was $7.45.
That was the dash cam shipping. The $9.97 was for the SD card, and then the $3.99
okay.
was the warranty.
I never heard. See, the warranty didn't, or the SD card didn't show it was on there. So,
gotcha.
That,
yes,
made
well, that
it,
was an add-on.
Yeah. So, yeah, nobody notified me that you got my message and did add it on because it didn't show up at that time. It didn't show after I finished it. When it calculated and gave me the receipt for it, that wasn't on there.
Yes, ma'am. I'm
but
showing the sent it as a secondary
that.
One.
Okay. Well, probably what's going to happen is it's going to get kicked back because it's got... I mean, why would you have something so that nobody would have a clue what it was? And then the amount, that it was $9.99, but...
It's for a customer's discretion. Those are merchant ID names. We also offer spy
gear. Well, it makes them get... Well, the bank thought it was fraud. I thought it was fraud because I've had a problem with this in the past, but... They were fraud, so I just had to shut this card down, and I have to go pick up a new card. So, but I do want the stuff, so what are we going to have to do? Because it's not going to, I just did it a little while earlier this morning, but it's not going to let it go through. Do I need to call you as soon as I go and get this new card, which is going to be in the next couple of hours? And then
you would actually need to drop the dispute with your financial institution.
I would need to do what?
You would need to drop the dispute with your financial institution. If you just did it this morning, you would be able
it
to.
Didn't go in as a, see, well, they told me that it wasn't any
fraud.
Good to do a dispute, so they did an actual fraud and made me cancel my card.
Right, it's the
well,
same thing, just a different name. They would need to cancel the fraud claim on it, and then it would just resume, like, it would grow, since you said you did it this morning, correct?
I did this morning.
So, it takes about 24 to 48 hours, typically, for them to completely process it, so just call your financial institution, or since you're going down there to get a new card, just have them put in a stop on that fraud claim, and then just have them give us a call back, and we can take care of it from there.
Have the bank call you?
Correct. Once you have it once you have the dispute dropped, have them contact us.
Can I just give you another card and pay for this?
No, ma'am.
A credit card.
Not with the dispute,
no?
Ma'am. Because there's going to be a formal investigation with that fraud claim, ma'am. Once we provide the formal investigation.
So you really want it. I got you. So from your standpoint, you need it to be dropped.
Correct.
That. And I understand. I didn't want to do it, really. I almost didn't. But, like I said, because I've had some issues with it, they were strongly pushing me for it. Because I totally didn't recognize it, and I wasn't I thought the 745 had the 399 in it, so it didn't even click from that standpoint. I figured I might see, that's on me, but yeah, they should use names at least, or they need to give a description or something with it so you know what it is you're getting.
Well, again, our company, we do ship with discretion with those merchant IDs for our customers because, again, we do sell, like, spy gear, like cameras, like those look like pins and stuff, tactical gear.
Yeah.
Correct. So discretion is kind of a requirement with our customers. So I do apologize again. But do you have any further questions in the meantime?
I don't. I'm going to call the bank and then see if they can go ahead and stop it. And then tell them to call you, I guess, at the same phone number. But I just sat for a long time. Do they have some direct way? Because I sat holding for you guys for how long? And I know the bank's not going to be willing to do that.
Financial institutions contact us all the time.
And they sit on hold for 15 or 20 minutes?
Unfortunately, they do have to wait for the order in which their call is received for us to answer. But yes, ma'am, we are absolutely 24/7, so it's really at y'all's convenience. Is there any further questions, though, in the meantime?
No, that's it. Let me try to contact them and see what I can do.
Excellent. Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.